what you waiting on? Check checkers on your phone. This the Tony Sands Show. Turn your radio on. Kelsey just turned down like a field goal, so we in the zone. Got games like a stadium. I'ma go ahead and pack the dome. I'm cooler, smoother, make you think with your medulla. You a student, I'ma school you with the facts that I'm producing. This is for the high schoolers, college students. Nah, everyone can do it. Here. Do this, I ain't new to this. My style is rich, it's lucrative, maneuver through it. You know it's fast, son. You know it's so sensational, like my big homie Tony. You could catch me every Monday at the kickoff on Sunday. I got these cold, hard facts, and we ain't talking Sundays. Coach with Kelly Deli. Shout out to the big homie. You know it's so sensational, like my big homie Tony. Co-hosting with Kelly Deli. You know it's facts only. You know I'm so sensational, like my big homie Tony. Tony, Tony, Tony. Go BBS Radio.
Yay! We're live here another night of the Tony Sands Show. We're live at the Tilt to Kilt. Me and my main man Ryan Bartow is in the building at the Tilt to Kilt in Fort Lauderdale. Tonight is a big night when it comes to college football at its finest. When I say big night, listen, we got a guest list. We're bringing on my main man Shamar Jones, the big D tackle out of Pennsylvania. Will be joining the show at about 7:05. But the main event of this show tonight, Ryan, is the worm himself, Sean Shivers. Because I'm curious. I want to get into that and ask him just where that name, the worm, came from. I can probably – I got a good idea of him squiggling it through defenders, and I'm quite sure throughout his little league season they saw him weaving in and out of things. And at that point, hey, we're going to give him the name the worm.
I know this. It didn't come from me or you's go-to dance move. I'll tell you that.
I don't know, Ryan. You know, I got some moves myself when it comes to
me and you both.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. So, to get into this thing, now there's some schools that is waiting in the wind, trying to see if they are going to become the school of Sean's choice, if they will be that school of his choice.
Well, we're working with three finalists here.
Yes.
We got West Virginia, Coach Juwan Sider, that we talk about it seemingly once a week on this show. He offered Sean first. A lot of people think of Sean as a Noel Devine guy.
Type of guy,
spread back, tremendous speed. 24/7 Sports has him as the nation's number six all-purpose back in the country in the class of 2018.
Wow.
So West Virginia was an early favorite. They've been in on him, recruit him as hard as anybody. Another finalist is Virginia Tech, place that he's been big on. They got a new staff there. They under coach Justin Fuente. They went to a spread offense. They've run more tempo. That's what Sean feels like he needs to play his college ball in, and he's always been big on the Hokies.
Yes.
A third finalist is Auburn, a place that he visited this summer. He liked so much that he went back for their season opener against Clemson.
Yes.
Again, the theme here with all three of these teams, spread, tempo, get your playmakers
get
in space.
Yes.
When you have a guy like this with elite speed, not only one of the fastest guys in speed heaven in South Florida, one of the fastest guys in the country. He's looking for a place. Hey, where can they get me the ball in space so I can do,
so I can do what I do.
Bless me. Yep.
And you got a guy like him, like Sean, his stature, his speed, his ability, and you put him in space. There's very few defensive tackles that can even think about covering this young man. I brought him on the show last year and enjoyed talking to this young man, because when I look at him, he kind of reminds me a little bit of myself when I was at St. Thomas Aquinas High School, and the things that I was doing there, kind of when I watch his film, I see a lot of myself in this young man. Determination.
Yep.
His ability to
overcome the odds.
Blow through tackles and give the defender the impact, not absorb the impact.
Top end speed. He can run between the tackles, as we saw as a sophomore. Plus, he can hit the home run on the outside. He comes from Broward County, just like you.
Yes.
Similar size. I mean, the list goes on. And tremendous personality. You got to be a kid that can be able to talk if you want to do your announcement on a stage like this.
You
got to have some sizzle to you.
You got this.
So, I mean, I could do a top 10 right now, top 10 reasons why the worm and my man Tony Sands are similar, just like that.
And listen, I'm going to tell you something. I enjoy watching this young man. I more enjoy his determination, his drive, and understanding. And I get in his ear sometime and let him know, listen, this is what you're going to come up against.
I remember seeing him at the DB camp in July.
Yes.
He wasn't even slated to work out. By the end of it, he's in there in his street clothes running one-on-one.
Yes, you remember?
And he has the whole crowd going nuts. That's the kind of competitor we're dealing with here.
Going crazy. When I say going crazy, and it's exciting to see when he comes on the field.
Yes.
That's the number one thing. To see when this young man comes on the field, just to see how competitive he is, brings out, my competitive juices when I got a chance to see him. But without further ado, before we get to the worm himself, the main attraction of tonight's show, we're going way to Pennsylvania. We're going to Pennsylvania to Johnstown High School. Defensive tackle, 6'1", 270. When I say the number of tackles that I'm going to call off that this young man is making, it's unbelievable. Welcome to the Tony Sands Show, Shamar Jones. What's going on, man?
Nothing, just glad to be here.
How you doing, man? Let's talk. Now, normally, defensive tackles are more vocal. You know, you sound like you got that little soft type of voice. Is that a disguise or what?
Nah.
Not at all. But now, tell me this. Now, you guys having a heck of a season. When I look at and I run off, you guys beat Bishop Carroll, you guys beat Forest Hill, you guys beat Westmont Hilltop, Richmond, Somerset. You had your best game against Somerset, where you put up 14 tackles, 11 assists, and 3 solos. On the year, man, you have 77 tackles, 8.6 tackles per game.
That's insane.
Yeah.
What is your best attribute when you're as a defensive tackle? What do you like to play more, inside or outside?
I like to play more outside.
More outside? Tell me now you say you know when I watch your highlights, I see why you like to play on the outside. You're able to dominate the defensive tackles, and you're quick off the ball. Not only are you quick off the ball, but you have that explosive first step. Do you feel like that has helped your game up until this point?
Yeah, I think it helped a lot because I've been working with my uncle over the summer over how important the first step is. So I've been working on that a lot. Yeah, it's worked a lot this season.
Now tell me, you know, what you guys are getting ready. You guys got your last game. You got your last game you're getting ready to play. You play another. You guys got so many Bishop teams up in that area on the 21st. I mean, you guys got Bishop schools going crazy. Is that a Bishop type of conference up there?
Yeah, kind of. Oh, in the LHAC, we just got Bishop McCord, Bishop Guilfoyle, Bishop Carroll, a lot of them.
I mean, let's break down some of your best game against Somerset. Against Somerset. What made that your best game? Like I said, you had 14 tackles in that game, 11 assists. What made that? Was it that you studied the film? I mean, what was it about that game that, you know, made you? I mean, you very rarely see a guy have 14 tackles in a ball game, especially at the defensive end position.
I just got my flow, and just first quick step off the ball, hit into the offensive lineman, engaged, got rid of him, changed the play down. Just trying my best out there, just doing what I'm capable of doing on the field.
Now, tell me this. Let's get into some of the schools that are already interested in you at this point. You are a 218 prospect. What are some of the schools that are interested in you at this point?
My first two offers were Bowling Green and Toledo, and that was after my sophomore season. So far, I've been hearing from Pitt, Indiana, Rutgers, Syracuse, Northwestern, Toledo, and been getting letters from Ohio, Iowa State, Akron, UConn. You know.
Now, tell me this. When I look at your film, I'm going to tell you who you remind me of. You remind me of one of the great Hall of Famers, Mr. 99 himself, Mr. Sack Killer, Warren Sapp. When I look at your tape, You remind me of my main man, Mr. Warren Sapp. Is that a good comparison?
Yeah, I love that comparison.
I mean, you got to get ready and let our listeners know where they can go and look at your huddle tape, because this is the main attraction show tonight here in Fort Lauderdale, and we're reaching out to you way in Pennsylvania. Me and my man, main man Ryan Bartow, Mr. 24/7 Sports himself, we are in the building. Man, hey, say hi to my man, Ryan.
Hey, what's up, Ryan?
Shamar, how's everything going up there, buddy? I watched your film. You got a lot of upside. You play the hardest position to find in the country as an inside D tackle. I think whoever gets you on the next level is going to get you up to about 295 and let you come off the shade, maybe even play a little three tech. And shoot, you keep staying on those grades, you're going to have guys, I already know Syracuse, Rutgers, potentially Wisconsin, and a few others are going to be really high on you, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, and when I did what I call my report on you, and you have a rare combination of speed and power. You're much like, you know, like a wrestler with good hips. You play with great body control. Your leverage. You have that rare talent, as Ryan said, that everybody's looking for at the defensive tackle position. You have that rare talent. Tell me, finishing out the season, where do you guys see yourselves once this playoff thing? Because I look at the playoffs as another season. The playoff is another season. Do you guys see you guys taking the Pennsylvania State Championship?
Yeah, I think we can go that far. I mean, we've been doing real good and being coachable. So, playoffs, we're just going to do our best, see what's good for us.
You know, because we have a – I'm going to tell you something. We're here in Fort Lauderdale at the Tilt the Kilt restaurant. We have a packed house in the building. When I say a packed house, it's a packed house in the building. Sean Shivers, Shamar, who was one of the top all-purpose backs here in the country, is joining the show. He's going to make his commitment, and we got several schools that's waiting to see where he's going to go. So this is an interesting night here on the Tony Sands Show. But, man, it was our pleasure to have you on our show, man. We're going to continue to pump you up and continue to put you out, because you are going to be one of our top guys for that 2018 class as at D-Tackle. You do have that rare combination of speed, power, and explosion. So thank you, man, for joining the show. You guys continue to do well. You tell your coaches and your players that we down here in South Florida are rooting you guys on to win the state championship in Pennsylvania.
Thank you, man. Good to be on here. Man, I appreciate it.
And now you do come from that rare breed of, and people, if people don't know, you do have that pedigree in your family, in your bloodline. Hawk is a mean motor scooter up there in Cleveland, man. He's doing his thing. Hawk, if you're listening, bro, I'm shouting you out, man, because you are my man, brother.
We're king.
Thank you.
All right, man, hey, thank you for joining the show. We're going to head to a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back here on the Tony Sands Show as we break down the Mountaineers. We're going to play the Mountaineer fight song, then we're going to go into one song, and then guess what? We're going to break down West Virginia's recruiting class. Ryan, are you ready to break that down?
No doubt. Let's see if Juwan Sider can be the king of paradise for the second time in 3 years.
We're trying to see. Can he come in and pull the worm out of South Florida? Stay tuned here on the Tony Sands Show as we go to a quick commercial break and play one of our fight songs of the day here in South Florida. Stay tuned. Play it out.
Play a song too?
Yeah, you can play a quick song after that.
Okay.
We're back here at the Tilt the Kilt in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, awaiting, Ryan, awaiting the announcement of Sean Shivers. And what school? You got West Virginia.
Yep. Who offered D-Tech, first?
Who offered first? So yep. When we look at West Virginia, you say, okay, West Virginia offered first.
Yep.
How much weight does that really carry when a school offers you first?
I think it's huge for any recruit because they step out, they take a chance on you, they believe you're a D1 guy.
Yes.
And the recruit always remembers that. That's one of the questions that I ask every recruit around the country.
Yes.
Who offered you first? Because they'll always remember that. That's in their heart.
It's like almost dating and your first girlfriend.
Yes.
Your first girlfriend is just something, you know, you remember them for years and years to come.
Yes.
Because they, you know, they was the first person that you either fell in love with or the first person that showed you what it feels like to have a girlfriend. And I'm quite sure that's the same thing that happens when you are in this recruiting phase. I know when I was in the recruiting phase, I'm going to tell you who was my first choice, who was the first school that they weren't offering, but the first school that came out and said, hey, we're going to put you on. We're going to put you on we're going to bring you up. Pittsburgh was the first school to bring me up. So I enjoyed that part of it, Ryan. I enjoyed that part of it. It was exciting to me. Now, like I say, West Virginia, Sider, he came on our show.
Yep.
You know, he's pulling a lot of guys out of South Florida. Do they luck up? Not luck up, but do they wind up getting Mr. Sean Shive? But let's break down there. You know, what do you think? But let's break down their recruiting class.
Well, the best part of their class is his three commits from South Florida.
Yes.
You got Alex Sinkfield from American Heritage.
Correct.
An all-purpose back. You got Cody Bowes from Powerhouse Miami Southridge, an offensive guard.
Correct.
And their best commit is Mike Harley.
Yes.
Who we all love.
Yes.
Mike's a U.S. Army All-American. He's from Powerhouse St. Thomas Aquinas. He fits pretty dang good in that West Virginia offense. He's going to get the ball a lot. So, and I know Sider being the king of paradise, he's only halfway done. He's going to try to get three more this cycle.
And I know he's
especially,
not going to stop.
Especially Leroy Henley at Deerfield Beach. That's his main priority.
And I, you know, you say the main priority, but I'm quite sure his ears right now is to the grind right now to see what's going to happen here in a couple of minutes here at the Tilt the Kilt, because guess what? This is the place. This is the place to find out what is happening. Now, you know, Ryan, like I said, I guess they want to see what's going on. They want us to rotate cameras and do, so we're going to rotate the camera and we're going to send them out to our public to let them see what's going on out in the public and see, let them see what's going on, who we have and where it is. So
definitely, and I think West Virginia's got a great class right now.
Do. Yes.
And I think it's only going to get better, honestly, with that spread offense.
Yes.
And it should be pretty good. Now, moving gears to Virginia Tech.
Correct.
They got a good class. Hendon Hooker, a four-star QB, a dual-threat guy.
Yes, they do. So tell me where it's at and what is it doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it is at this point in the phase of the game.
And they also have a heck of a four-star receiver commit for the Hokies in Taj Capehart. So I think that's a positive. I think Fuente's done a really good job. They're winning in the ACC. Right now they're the favorites to play Clemson in the ACC title game. So I think there's a lot of positives for the Hokies right now in terms of their recruiting class. And I think a lot of kids in the 757 as well as kids in Georgia are looking at Virginia Tech in a different light. They were a defensive program under Bud Foster, and you still have that dynamic, but now you have an offensive head coach that's going to run spread offense. So there's appeal on both sides for the Hokies.
So make it, and that's what I say. That, and now you add in the Hokies type of offense with a guy like Worm, Sean Shivers, a.k.a. the Worm. I know him as Sean. I got to get into this Worm thing. You know, I'm trying to buy into this Worm word because I know that, you know, I can't wait to ask him. Before we get into this, where did the word Worm, like I told you earlier, the Worm, you know, you sliver through things and you're so quick on your feet, makes me think. But I'm going to ask him, where did the word the Worm come from?
Mm-hmm.
Because, it's hard. Sean is the guy that I know. And like I told you, it takes me back to his competitive edge. Guys, this is a guy that reminds me of myself and how I was a runner at St. Thomas Aquinas High School. Now we get a chance to see a similar back here in South Florida, because when it comes to short backs, they tend to, back in my day, they tend to underestimate us. So that makes us even work harder to let people understand that, hey, we don't have to be 6 foot. We don't have to be 5'10". We can be who we are. And long as our heart is in it, there's no doubt what's going to take place.
I think running back, similar to D-tackle, is where size matters the least, because you're pad level. You're playing low the whole time. But most of all, the biggest reason we're here today, 10-4 speed as a junior in high school. Are you kidding me?
4.28.
4.28. Hey, 4.28. Georgia, thanks for that offer. I'm going to do you one better. I'm going to show up on your campus a month later and run 4.28.
Now, you come on my campus. You run a 4.28 on my campus.
South Florida speed.
Listen,
personified.
Man, I'm sleeping on your doorstep. You understand? I'm sleeping on your doorstep. This morning here, when his mom walked out the door to go to work, she would have stumbled over me. I'd have been looking up at her. She would have stumbled over me, calling the police, thinking that there is an intruder in her yard. Mm-hmm. I would have had two of those Georgia Bulldogs sitting at the edge of the sidewalk and let her know that, what, Georgia Bulldog is serious, because to run a 4.28 in anything, man, that's blazing speed. You don't get
he's
that.
He's doing this right off his sophomore year. Remember, also a 21-1 and, 10.47.
Correct.
Those are elite times. So we're talking not only one of the top all-purpose backs in the country, we're also talking one of the top track athletes and one of the top sprinters in the country with 2 years ahead.
And, we talk about track, and I'm going to look at some of these schools. When I look at West Virginia, because I'm quite sure he's still going to probably want to run track, that'll be something that I'm going to be curious to ask him. But when I look at these schools, West Virginia, VTech, Auburn, and when I think of track, it kind of drives me in a certain direction, but I'm not going to mention what direction that it drives me in, because that's going to be a question. That's going to be a question. I'm quite sure that he's going to have to address, a coach going to address him with it. Do you still want to run track?
And that's something that I think that they're definitely looking for. And I'll tell you this much, just in terms of the three common denominators between these teams, given Auburn, West Virginia, as well as Virginia Tech, they all are spread offenses. They all run tempo.
Correct.
So that's what he's looking for. As a sophomore, Sean was used in the 21 personnel with Coach Moose. He showed that he could run between the tackles. Now the opening light, Damie Jones walks in with a spread offense. They're going to use him in space, going to use him on jet sweeps. He's got a little taste of that. He's averaging 11.8 yards a carry. He likes it. He knows that he needs to play in that kind of offense in college, and it's definitely looking that way because all three of them play that style.
Because you got to figure, in my day, we was downhill in the eye. He came from down here in the eye with Moose, because that's what Moose knows. But now you change gears, and now you go into a spread offense that, what? Guess what it does? It shows that I can play in multiple type of offenses, which adds more value to him as a player. It adds more value to him. But the one thing I want to ask him is what makes his motor go. Certain guys, certain things that makes them go. I want to know what makes Sean, a.k.a. the Worm Shivers, what makes his motor run. Because I see him out a lot, and I get a chance not only to train him, but I trained his little brother this summer. I trained his little brother this summer, and I see that same determination that big bro, I know you the man now, but in a little while, I will be the man. And when you get that sibling rivalry, it reminds me of Venus and Serena when their dad was telling America that Serena will be the better one. This is after Venus come off winning championships, but they say Serena will be the best one. I mean, when he said that, I'm like, that ain't true. I don't buy that at all. Venus would be the best one. But then we get wound up and look now.
Yeah.
Serena is the best one. So, that's that sibling type of thing, to where now that younger sibling learns from that older sibling. That older sibling done pushed that younger one around a little bit, made him a little tougher. Now, I'm quite sure his brother wants some of the same things because he trains just as hard. He trained with me this summer, and I'm going to tell you, we train around 10, 11 o'clock in the hottest time of the day, and he continued to go. His mom told me to get him. I said, listen, Joe, I got him. All you got to do is drop him off in the morning. These kids were there for 4 hours straight training in the sun. That speaks volumes.
No doubt. So we broke down the finalists and their recruiting classes.
Yes.
Virginia Tech, Auburn, as well as West Virginia. The JV is over. People don't want to hear me anymore. Let's get to the main event. Let's get to what we're all here for. And most of all, let's get to Facebook Live and let me operate it so people can actually see on the other end.
Hey, listen,
and they don't see it, everybody
else
here.
We're going to go to a quick commercial break. And, guys, it is the moment of the hour when we come back from this commercial break. We're going to play one of my jams. I'm going to go out on a fight song. I'm going to have my producer throw a fight song out there, and we're coming back with the moment of the hour that everybody's here for. Get the announcement. If you're ready, if you're not ready out there in radio land, you better be ready, because Mr. Sean Shivers is getting ready to join the Tony Sands Show with myself and Ryan Bartow as we do what? Find out what school. And he pull out the hat out of the basket and say, listen, this is where I'm going to spend. I used to say 4 years. This is where I'm going to spend 3 years at best.
Yeah, 3 to 4 to 5. You never know.
Hey, we never know. But stay tuned here on the Tony Sands Show as we come back. Man of the hour, Mr. Worm himself. You know what? Sean Shivers, a.k.a. the Worm himself. I'm going to still give him his name that his mama gave him, and then we'll pick up the name that everybody else has given him. Stay tuned here on the Tony Sands Show as we come back with the man of the hour. On the Tony Sands Show live at Tilt to Kilt in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Listen, I told you, it is countdown time here on the show. When I mean countdown, a man, Sean Shivers, is going to let us know and let everyone out there, whether it's Facebook Live, 24/7 Sports, my Facebook Live, our audience Facebook Live, he's going to let everyone know what school, as they say, will get the lucky ring and get a chance to marry Mr. Sean Shivers. Because this is just like a marriage when it comes to being recruited. I tell kids all the time, enjoy. But before we get into his recruit, we're going to call his parents up, and I'm going to get into a little bit of Q&A with him. Man, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you.
First of all, I want to thank you and your mom for letting me and Ryan do this announcement. But let's get into some Q&A before we get into it. We're going to keep them in suspense because everybody's wondering. Tell me this. What drives you more than anything else?
Well, what drives me is that because I'm a smaller back, so that really motivate me to do everything big, play big, look big, and just do everything big.
And you say do everything big because, you know, they talk about us as having small in stature.
Yes, sir.
And I know I can relate to what you're going through from, you know, people not believing in you.
Yes, sir.
People thinking You're too small. But the one thing I tell people all the time, the one thing that you can't measure, and that's heart.
Yeah.
You can't measure my heart. You can't measure my determination. You can measure me on a stopwatch to see how fast I run, or you can jump and measure me and see how I jump.
Yeah.
But my determination every time that I get up out of the bed, you can't measure that at all. That's something that there's no measuring stick for. When you're on the field, you're determined. What drives you to get up every morning and do what you do?
Well, really, it said my mom, she struggled a little bit, so that motivated me to get up and go get it, do like, cause it always been my dream to go play football in the NFL, play college football. So my dream always been like go get it. So I'm go get her.
Man, we sit here, man, and I want to let's pan through. We sit here and you. Look at all the people that's out here in front of you.
Yeah.
At some point, whether it be players or family members, each one of these people have touched you in some type of way. What do you say to them that they took time out of their day to come enjoy your night?
Well, I just want to say thank you to everybody that came out because, you know, they didn't have to. They got kids of their own. And, like, I see some of my friends. I really appreciate everybody for coming out here. I'm just thankful.
And in this process, we go through it as young men. A lot of young men go through this process alone.
Yeah.
When I say alone, I mean because of their family situation may be a little different than another guy. Who was one of your driving force that had helped you in this process to stay grounded,
yeah,
and understand that all this is going to be a marriage. And one thing about a marriage, they come to a point to where the honeymoon phase is over. And the real thing of work begins. And what I mean by that is that it's gonna come a day that all the hype is over. I have just stepped foot on a college campus.
Yeah.
And now I gotta go to work. Now, them coding me is not in them. Them making me work on the field is the number one process. But who is the person most that has helped you go through this process?
Well, my mom.
And what are some of the things that mom tells you? Because I know me as a dad, I know what I told my son, but I know when I went through, and that's why I tell you that.
Yeah.
I went through this process pretty much by myself. I made these decisions a lot by myself because my mom didn't understand.
Yeah.
You know, my mom didn't understand it. And at that time, my dad was struggling with life. He had, you know, he was a war veteran.
Yeah.
And if you understand what goes with war veterans, they struggle a little bit once a lot of them came back.
Yeah.
You had your mom right next to you. What are some of the things that she was telling you that kept you grounded?
Well, she's always telling me, always be humble, keep your face clean out here, do the right thing in school, in the classroom, do the right thing all the time, at every time. And she used to always, like, just always be my back. And, like, everything I do it for her because I do it 100%.
You know, because I get a chance, you know, and me and your grandma talks a lot.
Yeah.
I talk to her every time I see her. You know, because you come from a pleasant family. I mean, your family, your mom, speak to your mom a lot. We talk sometimes, you don't even know that we're talking. She's calling me and, you know, I'm calling to check on you and you don't even realize it. But it's a pleasure to have met you because it's very rare that you find a guy like yourself that has accomplished all that you have accomplished.
Yes.
And you are still a humble young man. That's very rare. We tend, as we start rising, as they say, as we rise up, the head rise out. But at this point, you stayed humble. So with that being said, let's dig into the reason that we are here today. You had a host of schools that was after you. A host of schools offered you. But there will be one school that will, as we say, and as I'm saying, and a lot of people say, that would get the services of you.
Yeah.
At any point in time now doing this, you can look at mom and look at everybody around you,
yeah,
and get ready to let everyone know why we're here.
Yeah.
Don't get speechless, let's go ahead. Hey, we've been preparing for this. If you got a speech, let's go ahead and get it out, man. Let's let the world know why Mr. Sean Shivers is here.
Well, first off, I would like to say thank you, God. Thank you for blessing me. Thanks to everyone who believed in me when nobody else did. Thank you to my coach and my family, especially my mom, my grandma. for always sacrificing for me and being there for me during the ups and downs, and everyone that has been with me throughout this recruitment process. But tonight, I would like to announce that I will be verbally committed to Auburn University.
War Eagles! War Eagle is the place that he will be spending his next 4 years, but he still got another year. So guess what? Auburn, you better keep coding him now. That's the one thing that we must say. You better keep coding him, because we tend to, as they say, once we get used to something, we tend to get relaxed. Auburn, you can't get relaxed, because guess what? Skies is the limit of this young man. Worm, what are some of the, tell me this, looking at Auburn's offense,
yes, sir.
What are some of the things that you had West Virginia, you had Virginia Tech, what was it about Auburn that attracted you so much?
Well, I love how they move the ball around every position. But what I most like about it is how they feed their backs. They feed their backs a lot. Well, I know West Virginia, they feed the back, but they don't feed it as much as Auburn do. Like Auburn, they get their hand right now. West Virginia, they get a ball, but they don't give it as much as Auburn do.
Now you talk about getting the ball. Yeah. I'm quite sure you hearing that a lot of coaches probably telling you that they're gonna use you in the slot some to take advantage of certain types of defense. Are you hearing that from them?
Yeah.
And how do you feel about that? I know, you know, it would have been tough for me because I was an eye guy and that's all I knew. Yeah. But how do you, a guy that you're elusive, you got great hands, you feel like that can also help your game?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to tell you, you coming into, when I say prime real estate of the way this game is going, from a standpoint, when I came out, it was tough. But the system, the game has changed to a passing attack. Game has changed to more of the smaller featured running backs.
Yeah.
You know, I was on the cup of it, was hard, but then now that's all you see. There's one, two types of backs. You got a bruiser, and you got, a worm, Sean Shivers, the worm himself. Tell me that. How did you get that name?
Well,
let's dig into that. That's what I want to know. How did you get the name the worm?
Well, when I was younger, like instead of crawling, I used to struggle on the ground.
So that's how you. Now, who was the first person to give you that name?
My mom.
Your mom did.
Yeah.
You know, cause I got that's curious, cause I thought it was something related to football. I'm quite sure everybody else did. We never knew that. You know, big as your legs are, that you didn't want to use your legs. You just wanted. Well, I'm trying to figure out what you kind of moved along like this here.
I don't know what I was doing.
Listen, you're committed, but you still got a whole nother year.
Yes, sir.
What is some of your primary focus that going into the ending of this year and the beginning of next year? What are some of the things that you want to accomplish?
Well, I just want to lead my team to a state championship. I just want to stay focused. Like, since I'm committed now, so I'm not really worried about like choosing school no more. I'm just going to keep focus on school.
So it made it, right now, getting this out the way was important to you because, like as you said, now you could focus on
things
your
I need,
team
yeah.
that you have in front of you.
Yes, sir.
Focus on your academics.
Yeah.
Get all the hype behind. Now you know it doesn't stop.
Oh yeah, it don't.
You know that
yeah,
doesn't
yeah,
stop.
Yeah, it don't stop.
It
yeah.
technically it starts getting worse. It gets worse. So how do you handle if a coach call you and say, hey, listen, we're still in this thing. What do you say to people?
Well, I say I still go visit the school. I still see what it's like. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm still going to go visit, but I'm
more eager.
Yeah, I'm more eager. More damn eager.
Man, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I had a chance. My first college game was against the War Eagles, and it didn't fare out well for myself. When I say it didn't fare out well, I was ready. That was the first time I had ever seen a running clock. I didn't even know nothing as a running clock. Reggie Slack and Tracy Rocker was there, and man, they was beating us 8-0. I was just hoping that the clock run, they could have took the last two quarters out of there. Man, Jordan Harris is a nice place to play.
Yeah, nice place.
Man, what was it like when you went up there on your visits during the summer? What was that like for you?
Well, it was like home. Like when I first got out there, I got to the stadium, seen the campus. Everything was so beautiful, so nice. Like everything is around the campus. Nothing is off campus. Everything that you need is there. Is there for you?
And I look at the SEC. You're in the SEC, as they say. That is football heaven. but you are a track guy also.
Yes, sir.
You know, SEC, when you think of SEC, you think of track too now.
Yeah.
Do you plan to continue to run track at the college level?
I most definitely do plan on the track.
Track's coming up. Well, we'll wait till track come up, because I'm going to interview you again when track come up. I don't want to distort football right now, because I know that's you guys' main focus. Playing in Coach Jones' offense, you know, you went from one style to another. Playing in that offense, what do you like about it?
I just like the way they move me around.
Uh-huh.
The way, like, I go in the slot a little bit, and then catch a few bubbles, seams, and I like, you know, this year I'm playing kick return. I took back a few kick returns. And,
oh, so you went up there.
Oh, yeah.
You have gotten the right to up your game a little bit in a couple different areas.
Yeah, like, I could do more now.
Okay, let's get into that. Now, let's get into, you say mom is your inspiration.
Yes, sir.
Looking at mom right there, mom is sitting right next to you. Mom, listen, I'm going to tell you something. Mom is your biggest fan.
Yeah.
There is not a bigger fan of yours than mom. And great-grandma. But see, I don't get a chance to see grandma on social media. I get a chance, me and mom, you know, I see mom on social media. Mom is, to me, man, you know, that I see is a person that's, you know, what they consider a true mom. Because she is, regardless of what's going on with you, she's in your corner. And we very rarely, you remember that from this point on. As I start going, as you start climbing this thing, because once you get to that college level, this thing explodes. From the high school level of where, okay, I'm the man, now this thing is slow, I'm the man all over the nation.
Yeah.
But you always remember, mom knows what?
She knows me best.
Mom knows best, bro. Don't ever, as this thing goes, don't ever think taking her advice is something that's a hindrance to you. Because it's a blessing to even have a mom that's that concerned. And my hats go off to her for what she's doing with you and your brother, and how she will, whatever it takes to make sure that you guys are well taken care of and in the best position.
Yeah.
Mom is there, man. So you continue to strive with that, man, and we're not finished, man. Your story is just starting. But I thank you and your mom for giving me that opportunity, because I see a lot of myself in you. When I see you and I see your smile, I see how pleasant you are. I see a lot of me, and when I was at St. Thomas, you know, a guy that had to overcome. There's no sleeping moment that you can have. A guy that's bigger than you, and I know I used to look at it a lot and say, return, why are they giving this guy more pull-up than me?
Yeah.
I'm doing everything better than this guy, but they're giving him more, man. Keep yourself grounded. And it was a pleasure to have you on. War Eagle is where you're going to be. Let tell everybody out there, War Eagle, because you're on Auburn's Facebook page right now. So what do you got to say to the Auburn fans out there in Facebook world?
War Dummy Eagle, let's do it.
You heard it here on the Tony Sands Show. Mr. Sean Shivers, aka the Worm, is not for the football. Mom gave him that name, remember that. So don't nobody try to claim it. Mom is the one gave him that name. Mom, put on your headset. Put on that headset. Let's get into this thing. Now, because I know there's a lot of emotions going through your head. Welcome to the show, Mom. Now,
thank you.
He's decided he want to go to Auburn. What was it like? What has it been like? How has it been when it comes to him making this choice? You helping him through this process. What has it been like for you?
I think that I kind of left the decision up to him. Uh-huh. It's his choice. He has to go to school. You know, I just support him 100%. I think he made a good choice. We talked about some of the things you spoke about as far as what happens if a coach comes later, what happens if the coach leaves.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we spoke about visiting other schools as well. So I'm excited for Sean. I'm ready to get down to Auburn, and they're going to see my face every week.
I'm quite sure they know that, y'all. They know they're going to see Miss Joy in the building. Joy, you're raising two boys. Let's get into this. We hear so much of, you hear that single parent raising young men. What has that been like for you? Has it been a challenge as a mom to raise two boys? And not only that, now you're raising a young man, a superstar young man. Did that add any more pressure to it for you?
It does. With the help of my mom, you know, I feel at this point, even with what Sean is doing at this point, that what my sacrifices are not in vain. So everything I do for them. I try to make the best decisions for them. I try to do what's right by them. So, you know, my world are my children. So, you know, I have a college student as well. She's a 2-year college student. And then I have these two. But for the most part, I know everybody say, oh, my child's not bad, but I don't have any issues with these children. They are children.
Correct.
But I don't have issues. So I'm blessed. I consider them my gifts. Mm-hmm. From God. They don't give me any problems. I don't have to pick them up from the detention center, which is a plus.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing.
You know, they're not getting into trouble. They're respectful young men. So I feel like I'm doing a good job because I was once told, and this is why I go so hard, because I was once told when they were younger that I wasn't going to be able to raise them to be men. And at this point, I don't like when I'm like Sean, when people tell me what I can't do.
Okay.
I have to show them that I will do it.
And you know, the best thing about that, because I, like I said, I went through that process of showing people telling me that you can't, you're not, you will never be. And when I see those people, I don't say anything to them, but I know it kills them on the inside because they was one of those ones that told me that I will not, would never amount to anything. And I look at myself now and I see how I continue to drive.
Right.
You got another one coming up. What was it like, you know, sometime when you get in the household, you got a parent, you're trying to navigate through helping one and he's successful, but then you got that baby that's there. What's that like, trying to keep him humble, trying to let him, let the older, the younger one understand that, you know, your time is coming?
Well, Sumo.
Wait a minute, hold up. Wait a minute, hold up. Now I got the worm and I got Sumo.
Yes.
Let's get into the Sumo. Tell me how you came up with it.
Sumo was 9 pounds, 10 ounces when I delivered him.
Wait, hold on. You say 9 pounds, 10 ounces. In layman's term, that's a big baby.
That's a big baby.
That baby does a woman body.
That's nothing. He was supposed to be 12 pounds if they would have taken him on his due date.
If due date.
He was going to be 12 pounds.
How do you think about just putting out a 12-pound baby? When you hear 12-pound babies, you think of like sumo people, you know, because they are known for putting out babies, but 12 pounds. What when they told you it was 12 pounds, did you look back at mom and say, Mom, what is it like to think that I may have to put out a 12-pound baby?
I was scared. That's all I can tell you. I was scared. I was happy it was a cesarean because it was no way that I would have been able to do that. 12 pounds, but 9 pounds, 10 ounces is what he was.
Okay.
He was huge. He fit he couldn't even fit in the collage. So as he starts to grow, he's taller than everybody in the house now. So they project him to be about 6'2 by the ninth grade. His bones are already the bones of a 16-year-old. So, yeah.
So, Arvin, guess what? There's another one. And he's just starting out.
Yeah,
he's just starting. Stand up. Let him see. Stand up. Already. What? I don't know. War Eagle.
Yeah. I just crystal balled him to the Tigers.
To the Tigers, so that all your 24/7 sports. Jordan, listen, it was a pleasure to have you on my show. And
I'd like to thank you
for thinking of me enough to let this decision come on my show.
No problem.
When I look at these, you could have went anywhere. It was a pleasure when I saw the text come in when you said, call me. Right away, I was on the air. At the time when I had my crew wrapping up everything, I said, let me call you and see what's going on. Because anytime you call me, I'm wondering, you know, what's going on. If there's something I can help her with.
Right.
Hey, whatever. And I always tell you, when you call me, whatever. Let me know. I'm there. I'll help you guys out. Whatever it takes. Man, you've been not only a true person to your own children, but you have been a blessing to the children in the community. I'm quite sure the friends that he has
I love the kids. Any way I can help.
Listen, not only my own, as you say, but I have those that that come around my own, that I am theirs. Because it takes that whole village to raise one child.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
And they know, when they see me, they know if I'm on. That's the way I am. That's anybody, any child that come across my way, they know I am a disciplinarian. I believe in that because it helps them out. But right. Joy, thank you.
I want to thank you, Tony. I want to thank you. I want to thank Ryan and everybody just for thinking so highly of Sean Worm because he's dealt with so much adversity as far as his height, people telling him what he can't do. And it's people like you and Ryan that make it special for him because – you know, he's showing people that the size doesn't matter. And a lot of these schools that have overlooked him, I can tell you that coming up, it may be a problem.
They're in trouble. You know, and I got a chance. Bobby Bowden told me one thing. I had a chance. Bobby Bowden bought me up. And one thing he told me, he said, I can't offer you right now. He said, but next year I can offer you. I said, but coach, I can't walk on anywhere. My athletic ability, I should give me a scholarship. I went on to the University of Kansas. I saw Bobby Bowden after I had just rushed for 396 yards, 58 carries. And he told me we was at the state championship high school game. The one thing he told me, he said, that was one of my biggest recruiting mistakes that I ever made. It's not taken.
He had the heart. He has a big heart. And he, you know, I would never, at this point, I'm in amazement because I can't believe my little baby that they told
growing
me
up.
Was supposed to be handicapped and everything.
It's
is now
up.
Sitting here yes. announcing what he should be. So I'm very proud. And, you know, you never let people tell you what your children, what will happen with your children and what they can't do. He has a heart of gold. So I'm happy for him.
Well, we're closing out the show, but you're going to let you close it out.
All right.
You close it out this show in your fashion, in the way you see fit. Close it out to Facebook. Close it out to my listeners that are listening on BBS Radio, the Tony Sands Show. Let's close this show out.
All right, I want to say thank you all for watching, and war dumb eagle.
On the Tony Sands Show, live from the Tilt the Kip, Mr. Sean Shivers chooses Auburn Tigers. Joy, listen, his mom, there's going to be a plenty of Friday and Thursday nights getting on that road, heading up there. So he better get ready for it because guess what? She will be in the building, ready to go. Wherever it is, she's going to be there. Thank you for joining us here at the Tilt the Kilt. Thank you for taking time out.